Peter Lovacek is obsessed with shoes. He's been looking for the most comfortable, most functional, most supportive shoes for most of his life. He may have found them trapped under thousands of years of ice. Sole Survivor is the story of Lovacek and his quest. It appears in the current New Yorker. Burkhard Bilger is a staff writer at the New Yorker and the author of Sole Survivor, and he joins us from our New York Bureau. Welcome.
Good to be here.
So the heart of your story really goes back to the early 90s when a frozen man from the Stone Age was found in Europe, and Lovacek made copies of his shoes. Tell me what happened next.
Well, he did really, really precise analysis of the shoes, which was great, three-dimensional computer drawings and all this kind of thing. And then they had to make replicas, which involved doing Stone Age technology to tan the leathers, which was a whole ordeal in itself. They had to find bear skin, which in Europe is endangered. Then they had to figure out how to tan it, which was difficult because there aren't any obvious fats to use for the tanning. And they ended up using pig brains and pig liver to tan it. But when all was done, they ended up having replicas that were really almost exactly like the ones that Ötzi, the Iceman, must have worn.
It's weird because, you know, I just assumed, I guess, that 5,000 years ago, people went barefoot.
They mostly did, but shoes were definitely necessary for extreme environments. And Ötzi probably went barefoot when he was hiking down in the valleys. We know that he, on that day that he died, he hiked up from a lower valley, which would have been not ice-clad, and then up into the high Alps. And probably he went barefoot for the first half of that, and then he switched to the shoes after that.
So Mr. Lovacek made copies of these shoes. At one point, you go hiking with him, and you wear this replica of the Ice Age man's shoes. Describe the shoe for me, and what did it feel like?
The shoes were actually kind of a shock to me. I had seen little pictures of them, but I didn't realize how large they would be. To me, they reminded me kind of prehistoric clown shoes. They had huge bulbous toes and leather toes. They're made out of deer hide on top and bear hide on the soles. And in back, they had kind of an open netting of linden bark that had been woven together. So they were fairly awkward looking. And then to wear them, you have to put your feet in first, and then people stuff a bunch of hay into the shoe around your feet, and that's the main padding. And then to provide a little bit of comfort, they take some moss and put that around the inside.
So what did it feel like wearing these shoes?
Pretty bad, actually. I mean, it felt like having your feet stuck in hay bales and marching around in them.
Did you share your disappointment in the shoes with Lovacek?
He kept reassuring me, only 100 meters, your discomfort will disappear in 100 meters. But, half a mile later, I was still feeling pretty itchy.
It seems quite elaborate that the people 5,000 years ago had really thought about the construction of the shoe, because the bottom leather on the sole was from a different animal than the leather on top. I mean, that's quite sophisticated, no?
That's a question that the archaeologists themselves asked themselves, including Lovacek, which is, why did he use three kinds of leather? And the answer seems to be, at least their best theory, is that Ötzi and his people were probably animistic. They thought that they drew certain kinds of power from the remains of the animals that they used. And so they put bear leather, which is actually the weakest kind of leather of the three. There was bear, deer, and calf skin that was used. And they put bear leather on the soles, which doesn't really make a lot of sense. But the thought is, as you're walking on this bear leather, you're imbuing the power of this animal.
So I have to ask you, after doing this story and spending all this time in the world of shoe technology, have you changed the shoes you wear?
I think I got rid of most of my pointy-toed shoes a little while back. And that's one thing that Lovacek tells you. And he'll show you photographs of people who've been barefoot all their lives. And they have completely different feet from we have. They have these wonderful splayed toes that can do things that our fingers can do, and great calloused soles. And they have these capable extremities, and our extremities, as one article I read put it, are just pedestals. We just stand on them. So I've been experimenting with going barefoot more often and trying to buy slightly more sensible shoes.
Burkhard Bilger is a staff writer at The New Yorker and the author of Sole Survivor, which appears in the current anniversary issue. Thank you very much.
Thank you.